And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Maxa is still on his well-deserved vacation. He'll be back next weekend. Got a couple of great guys in the studio with me. Cal and Eric Sheet from Cal's Custom Two-Speed Reels. Cal's literally fresh off the boat, off the Royal Star yesterday, and we're going to hear all about fishing and reels and more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. Shimano is proud to present an opportunity for you to go fishing on two of the finest three-quarter day boats on the fleet and use the top-of-the-line Shimano gear. It's Terramar Tuesday, going on now through September. Join Shimano Pro staff aboard the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, and coming in June, the new Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. These trips will be booked through the landing and at the same price as a regular three-quarter day trip, but the difference will be a selection of top-of-the-line Shimano Terramar rods and reels will be available for you to try, along with an assortment of Shimano jigs and more. And a member of the Shimano Pro staff will be aboard to answer questions you may have. Terramar Tuesdays will feature Shimano Terramar rods with Trinidad A, Torium HG, Tranks, and Talica reels available for you to try for free. Don't miss Terramar Tuesday on the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing and beginning June 7th aboard the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. Check the landing website for more details or the trips page at hookup1090.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
Everybody looks forward to spring fishing. The yellowtail are starting to bite, and exciting tuna action is right around the corner. As the fishing is ramping up, Ford Truck Month is winding down. These are the final days to get big rebates and special low financing on Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks in America for 39 years in a row. That's why you see so many at the launch ramp these days. F-150 has the power and capability to tow and launch your boat with ease. Plus, its high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body panels won't rust like other trucks. If you have a big boat to move and need even more muscle, Ford Super Duty is definitely the way to go. Its next-generation 6.7-liter Powerstroke turbo diesel delivers big-time power along with impressive fuel economy. So don't miss the final days of Ford Truck Month. Best time of the year to step up to a new F-150 or Super Duty. See your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. As I said, Rock Cod Rick's finishing up his vacation there in Kauai, and be back to tell some, hopefully, some good fish stories from Kauai. But we've got a couple of great guys in the studio. the legendary Cal Sheets and son Eric Sheets. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Great. Is that a good way to describe him, Eric? Legendary?
He likes to think so, right?
Yeah. Well, like Del Marsh, legend in his own shower.
Sure.
Right?
Sure. And that legend keeps growing, too. Yeah,
exactly. It always does. Indeed. Well, great to have you guys. And, Cal, you literally stepped off the boat days ago. It was a fly-home trip, but the boat came in yesterday, the Royal Star. How was that trip?
It was not a better than average trip, but a good average trip. If you fished hard, you did very well. If you weren't at the rail all day, didn't pay off then as well. But it definitely, for the person who wants to really catch fish and enjoy, we had great quality. We probably had a good load of 140 to 200-pound fish.
Nice.
I would say everybody got at least one of those, if not two or three, and several of the guys who fish hard, and that's what you have to do if you really want to do well, had several of them.
Yeah, like Dr. Andy Cooperman, our buddy. Such a great guy and a good fisherman,
yes,
too.
Yes, and Chris Yamato, the charter master, an excellent, excellent fisherman.
Yeah, a lot of fun, huh?
Oh, yes.
And you had phenomenal weather. Tim Ekstrom called the show last weekend, and it sounded like the weather just was... Just
we had good weather.
Love that time of the year.
We had a light breeze, and we actually had overcast most of the time, so you didn't get out there and you still had to put a little suntan lotion on, but you didn't get out there and just cook because we had just enough overcast to keep it very comfortable.
Well, our trip is at the same time next year.
Yes.
Because we kind of flip-flopped. Chris wanted to go earlier. We wanted to go later, and we'll see how that all works out.
Yep. Hopefully it works out for both teams.
Yeah, we certainly hope so, for sure. We hope, of course, the Let's Talk Hookup trip gets the better end of that stick, but we want everybody to succeed.
Well, I think we had the better end this year, didn't we?
Yeah, you did have the better end this year. There's no question about that. No question. But so let's talk about what you used on that boat. Did you use any Cal custom two-speed reels on
there
that?
Were a few, yes.
Yeah, a few.
In fact, all but one of the gentlemen I've already fished with before, and every one of them had reels that we had built on the trip.
Wow. So tell us what you guys do.
We take anywhere from the older Penn Internationals all the way up through the brand-new all-quality make reels, Accurates, Shimano's, Avets, Pens.
New or old?
New or old, as long as they're the lever drag and a quality reel.
Uh-huh.
We work on them, and we match them out to what the fisherman wants to do. Because, granted, on this trip, we had from Len Cunningham, which is one heck of a fisherman, but he's even in his 80s, and I don't know how he does it, down to younger gentlemen like Dr. Cooperman. So everybody can't pull the same amount of drag, et cetera. So we match the reel out to what they can do and what they want to do, and then we also have different gear ratios where we're now taking all the reels have the – everybody's fishing the two speeds, and they all have a stock low gear about the same, other than Makaira now does have an optional low gear.
Mm-hmm.
We make an optional low gear for the other models for the fishermen of my age,
for example,
where we can't turn the handle.
Yeah. For example, Eric, what would that be? The lower gears. Get right into that mic there.
You know, they drop them down to usually about a 1-to-1 on some of the bigger reels.
1-to-1.
Yeah, and
that's like a winch.
It really is.
Yeah.
And you know what? Once some of the people get over the embarrassment of I'm fishing a lower gear, yeah, it's kind of nice. It's kind of nice. Keeps them. Oh, cork screwing up, where those tuna do their big circles and everything else like that, and you can bring them on up. It actually shortens the fight.
Does it? Yeah. Is that the advantage of,
well,
of lower gear?
It is, especially now if young and strong, and you can pull that lower gear, you've got the strength. Not a problem with your stock 1.3s that most of the reels have.
1.3.
Yeah, 1.3 to
so
1.
So there's a lot of difference between 1.3 to 1 and 1.1. Oh, that's true.
You know, and so therefore you don't have to push that much, that hardness on it, and it does make a big difference. And I had some test reels on the boats that several of the fellows used, and that already have 1-to-1s in their other reels. And they said, you know, reel works great and everything else, but are you going to make a low gear Ford available? So it is something that, as I said, Makaira has already done it. They make their long range special reel or their special edition has lower low gears than their regular Makairas.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And some,
one to one?
Their 50 is 1.1 to 1.
Pretty
so
close
it's pretty
to
close.
Yeah,
pretty, you know, to it, yeah. They're right in the ballpark. Yes, yeah. Their 30s are down to like 1.3 or 1.4
wow.
instead of about 1.8, something
uh-huh.
like that.
Wow.
And they have been a very popular reel, and they've done very well with them.
That's good, yeah. It's kind of catering to that long range.
To the long range, yes. But we do a lot of work on Makairas because we tune them to match what the customer, even though he has the lower gear, if it doesn't get enough drag or gets too much drag for him, then we custom fit it to what he can do.
Yeah. Then you also do what's called blueprinting. Explain that procedure.
That's the custom fitting.
Yeah.
Building the reel to match what you want to do with the reel. That's what the blueprinting is.
Okay. So why do you call it blueprinting? Where did that name come from?
I used to be an old hot rodder, okay, and I used to have hot boats and stuff like that. And you sent your engine out and you had it blueprinted,
okay.
And that's where
that's where
it came from. Yes.
And so now, Eric, you grew up, of course, in the trade and learned all the skills from.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean,
Cal.
As much as I fought it in the first younger years, like most teenagers and everything else do, that you know, kind of found out that. It's a lot of fun, and it's you know, then going to the shows and talking to all the customers and everything else like that, and it's been great.
Yeah. And you guys, how long does it take to get a reel back from you right now?
Well, I mean, right now with I just got done coaching high school baseball, so I had kind of limited hours, and Cal was on a long-range trip. We got pretty far behind, I'd say a couple months type of thing.
Okay.
We always tried to take care of the guys that had trips.
Yeah.
Try to leave us a little bit of room to slide them in. And, you know, guys are really great about that and not fibbing and saying, oh, I got to have it next week just because type
yeah.
of thing. But guys were good and you know, you talk to them and find out, hey, what
fishing?
Trip are you going and everything. But I would say in general, we're probably around 8 to 10 weeks right now.
Wow.
But
you kind of can accommodate people that you know who needs their reel and who doesn't.
Yeah. There's a lot of guys that just don't know. Guys that are just new or, hey, I haven't done it in 15 years or whatever it is, and I have all these reels that you did for me in the day back in the day, but I just didn't know you guys were so busy. I go in a month or so, and we sometimes have time to slide those guys in.
Yeah. Now, how many hours does it take to take a 50-size reel and blueprint it?
It depends on the reel, first thing, uh-huh. to whether or not we have to drill out screws to get into it. Most of the time, if we've already worked on it, the screws come out because we do lubricate all the screws and stuff like that. But it's a minimum of 2, but more often 3 to 4 hours a reel.
Per reel.
Because when we do a blueprint job, we try to strip every screw out of the reel, clean and lube it, and then with the machining, we do machine stuff to match out what we want to do. And when we put it back together, it may come apart. We've had some come apart five, six more times to go back in to try to match their cam to their drag system, to the springs, to how much drag they want to fish. It is not, oh, well, he's fishing 25 pounds of drag, throw such and such a parts in. Just doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
There's just too many variables, you know, in the reels to be that close by just putting occasionally. Yeah, we put them together, boom, it's just right.
Yeah.
But spacing and shimming and stuff like that, because they're production-made reels, and we try to build them into a non-production reel, into a reel that's matched.
Yeah. So basically, it's kind of like you were talking about your former passion of hot rods. It's kind of taking a stock car and hot rodding it, right?
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, same example, theory. Look at, you know, Mustangs. How many different ways that you have them, the Roush and the Celine, all the different ones that they have that, yeah, I mean, you can literally put as much into each one of these things or be as finicky as you want. And that's what we're there for.
That's what you do. Yeah. Like, you get some people that you work on their reels 3, 4, 5, 6 times until they get it the way they want it.
Generally, not that much.
No?
occasionally, I won't come back. No, I want a little different. No, what we do is we always try to ask either what size line are you going to be fishing on it, but now we actually like to ask how many pounds of drag do you actually want it strike. Yeah. That's even more critical because it's got, so now, you know, guys fishing 100 could be at 22, 23, or 35, and that's a big variation.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if they don't know, we try to make suggestions. I try to find out how old they are, what kind of physical shape they are, how much have they done it. And when we do build the reel, when I do it for a certain amount of drag, we take it right off the reel. So when he puts it over a rod, he's going to have a couple more to work with. We'd rather be a little heavy than too light.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, and truth be told, we also like to find out where they're going to go fishing. Are we the San Diego long range 16-day type of fishing, or, you know, are they going somewhere else in the world where you have different, you know, requirements and stuff like that?
You go on an 8-day, a 5-day, a 3-day, whatever, right?
Yeah.
Or are you going to Panama or South Africa?
Yep. We have some reels in there from guys, same type of thing. Yep.
Yeah. So you get reels from all over the world.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, our, you know, the bread and butter is here locally in Southern California,
sure,
and everything else like that. But we are doing much more for guys in Florida. And you know, my dad and I have gone the last several years up to PEI and done the giant bluefin fishing.
Oh, sure.
That's got to be on the bucket list.
Yeah.
For people.
Cool,
it is so much fun. And the visual part of it, it's fantastic.
That's where you really get to test the two-speed reel.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
And if something's going to fail, it's going to fail there.
Yes.
Now, it's not all about two speeds, right?
Not anymore, no.
Yeah, you do a lot of work on other reels, right?
We only work on the two-speed reels.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, we don't work on regular one-speed reels, star drag reels, stuff like that.
Enough? No. Okay.
We just
time. We work on, let's say, like single-speed internationals and stuff like that as far as servicing them and hot rodding them and stuff like that.
But and you'll also convert them into a two-speed.
We can.
Convert them into two-speed.
Yeah, and that's, to be honest, of how Cal's business got started way back in the day when Penn had their first, you know, 50SW. He wanted to figure out how to, wait a minute, I got 15 reels sitting over here that are all single-speed and one two-speed 50SW, and my grandfather and my dad and I were all fighting for the same reel. He said, well, we've got to do something about this. So
that's how it all started.
That's exactly
how many years ago?
1970?
No, 87.
1987.
Yeah. Wow. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. If you've got reel questions, fishing questions, these are the men you want to talk to right here. And you can join us toll-free, 877-792-1090. One line open there and a line open at 858-457-1090. It's already a busy morning. You better kick your shots while you can, because one lucky caller today is going to win a three-quarter day trip to go fishing with Captain Ryan Bostian on the San Diego from C4 Sport Fishing. And speaking of the San Diego, you know we have Terramar Tuesdays coming up all spring and summer long and even into the fall. And we had the Liberty scheduled out of Fisherman's Landing for June. There's been a bit of delay on the construction. It's going to be finished toward the end of June. I saw Captain Frank Lopresti yesterday. It looks like things are coming along very nicely. But the trip on May 31st, in a couple of weeks ago, which is the next Terramar Tuesday, will of course be on the San Diego. And then it looks like the trip on June the 7th will be on the San Diego. And June 14th, which was scheduled to be on the Liberty, is actually going to be also on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. So we'll keep you apprised of that. One thing shipped around there, but Terramar Tuesday, what a great opportunity for people to go on and use all of that great Shimano tackle rods and reel rods, Terramar rods, along with all the different selection of reels, and go fishing with Captain Ryan Bostian. And when we come back, we're going to take your phone calls, get some fishing reports, talk more fishing here with Cal and Eric Sheets from Cal's Two-Speed Reels. Stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, celebrates its 30th anniversary with a big event. It's Shimano Day, Saturday, June 11th. The Longfin will have Shimano, Power Pro, and G Lumas all on sale for this one day only at incredible prices. Shimano Pro staffers will be under the tents in the Longfin parking lot to show you the latest rods and reels from Shimano, the latest rods from G Lumas, and all the new line from Power Pro. Inside the Longfin, there's a Shimano store within the store, with special offers available from Shimano, G Lumas, and Power Pro for this one day only. Every rod and reel in the huge Longfin stock will be on sale Saturday, June 11th only. Plus, you can win great stuff in a raffle at the end of the day. Winner need not be present. Celebrate the Longfin's 30th anniversary with the event anglers wait all year for. Shimano Day is Saturday, June 11th, starting at 7 and open till 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Boating season is here, so it's time to get ready with a powerful offer during Yamaha Outboard's Wake Up the Season sales event. For a limited time, from May 2nd through June 15th, you'll get up to $500 in dealer credit when you purchase a select eligible new Yamaha 4-stroke outboard. That's right, choose a qualifying new 2.5 to 150 horsepower 4-stroke outboard and receive up to $500 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods or services from your authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer. It's time to make some wakes, so get in gear for the 2016 boating season with a brand new Yamaha 4-stroke outboard and up to $500 in dealer credit. This exciting offer is only available during Yamaha's Wake Up the Season sales event and only until June 15th, 2016. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your nearest Yamaha outboards dealer today. This offer ends June 15th, 2016, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
If you're not wearing Maui Jim sunglasses, you're missing plenty. This is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pisser. Fact is, I wouldn't go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. When I wear them, the ocean's true colors come shining through with more contrast and clarity. When it's time to harpoon a big bluefin, I see that fish clearly at that critical time. Maui Jim, seeing is believing. Take it from us on the Wicked Pisser. Try a pair at your local tackle shops or check out MauiJim.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for four straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. That's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. As I said, Rick's out of town. He'll be back next Saturday to tell us all kinds of good tales. And speaking of next Saturday, we have a great show lined up for you. Then Pat McDonald from Western Outdoor News will be here next Saturday to talk about, among other things, in Western Outdoor News, the Big Fish Challenge, which if you check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, it'll explain all about it, sponsored by Yamaha Outboards. It starts June 24th. And it's an easy season-long tournament that's going to be a lot of fun. So June 24th to September 5th, it's explained all about it in Western Outdoor News. And if you listen to it next Saturday, you're going to hear all about it right here on Let's Talk Hookup with Mr. Pat McDonald from Western Outdoor News. Then, the following day, Sunday, Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, who he sends a few reels over your way, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they do a lot of two-speed cow conversion. In fact, they even sell some reels that have already been converted.
Yes, quite a few years ago before the all the new manufacturers. Yeah, they carried the several models of pens that we had converted in stock.
So they don't do that?
Not anymore.
Am I still living old school?
Excuse me?
Am I still living in the old school?
Yes, you are. Nowadays, the amount of conversions that we actually do is way down, and because of everything is already, you can buy the two-speeds. But we still do it. Do some, not the volume that we used to do.
So the majority of the work that you do now is
blueprinting.
Blueprinting.
And the
service.
Yeah, and the service after we've blueprinted it.
Okay, gotcha.
Hot rotting them, right?
Hot rotting them, exactly. Yeah. So in other words, the majority of the work is taking, say, a reel that has 25 pounds of drag and making it have 35 pounds of drag at strike.
Yes.
Or taking a reel that has a 1.7 to 1 low gear and make it at a 1.1.
Yes, right. Stuff like that.
And then plus the normal clean and service and all that other stuff that sometimes guys get the right amount of drag, but they fished it for 5-6 years or whatever, and they want us to hot rod them up.
Hot rod them up. You, on your website, calstwospeedreels.com, you have a grease that you sell or an oil that you sell.
Yes,
is this secret stuff? Is this Cal's secret?
Well, let's say it this way. I'm not smart enough to design it, but it was designed by chemists to match what we need to do in fishing reels. Okay, we do sell to 11 manufacturers.
Wow.
Use our grease in their reels.
No kidding.
And then we are distributed all over the world now.
Are you really?
Yes.
So where can you get it?
Some tackle stores carry it. Not a lot of tackle stores carry it. It's mostly online.
Okay.
Smoothdrag.com carries it. Back east, there's several.
Fisherman's Landing Tackle have it?
They have had it. I don't know if they have it right now, but generally they do. Longfin carries it, yes.
Yeah, some of the key tackle
and
stores.
It's also marketed under Okuma.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's a grease or an oil?
It's a grease.
A grease.
It is a grease. It's a number two grease that's designed for fishing reels. And the thing about what we had it designed for is it not only works on your gears, it also works on your drag.
Uh-huh.
Where most greases.
It's one or the other.
It's one or the other. And we designed it so it would fit both applications. We do have two different consistencies. We have a number two, which is the standard grease that 99% of the people will use. But we also had to bring out a number one, which is a little lighter grade because of cold weather. You get into Alaska in the winter, and a number two grease will freeze.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So we brought out a lighter grease for that situation, and we've also had a very good success for it down like in the Florida Keys and stuff like that, where they want a light feel. They're fishing small reels and they want a real light feel, and so a lot of them have gone to that, our purple grease.
Yeah,
also,
we've been giving a lot of calls from guys that we found out that they're using it for a lot of these like bass fishermen tournaments and different stuff where they want real light applications of the grease and stuff. They use our purple grease, and the feedback's been great.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's interesting. Well, there we have a very anxious group of people that want to talk to you. One line open if you want to get through, 858-457-1090. Open right now. Don in Woodland Hills, get us started here on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, since we have some reel experts here, I wanted to pick everyone's brain on what you feel is the best way to pre-test your drags, or some people call it scaling your drags, as you set them up when you're fishing.
Yes, that is something we definitely do and recommend. What we do on most of the newer reels with the carbon fiber drags and the wet drags, like what we do now, you can actually test your reels at home before you go on a trip. What we say is you kind of warm them up by pulling line off of them. You know, I hook it up to a scale. I don't even put it on the rod. I take it right off the reel, and I will hook it onto the scale, and I will back up from the scale 10, 15, 20 feet, starting slow and then backing up fairly rapidly to get the acceleration out of the reel, and do it 4, 5, 6 times to kind of warm the reel up. Because as soon as a fish hits, even though the reel's cold and you slide it into gear and he's running, he's warming it real quick.
And does that change? That changes everything inside the reel.
It changes the tension. Yes, some. I'm not talking huge amounts, but 4, 5, 6 pounds of drag as soon as you get it, especially if it's been cold. Depends on the weather, too. And so I try to get it warm. I don't do it on a 30-degree morning or something like that. I like to have in the 60s or 70s to warm it up and then warm it up. And then once I've found where I want my drag setting at strike, I then go up to full. Check it at full so you know what you've got. Then come back and reset your strike because carbon fibers will compress a little bit. So what you've done is you've got it close, go to full, come back, reset your strike drag because it may drop 1 or 2 pounds again, and then you can set it there. And I always, to me, I believe in marking my reel. Once I've got it where I want and I know what my strike setting is and I know what my full setting is, I then take a felt pen and mark my preset knob or on some of the reels where it's got a little locking, like on the Accurate, I write it down to what number that I'm on is what's drag setting.
Because so you just put a mark on the little knob.
On the little knob, mark it from there over to the bridge cover or something like that, just to give me...
In case you hit the thing by chance.
In case you turn it. In case somebody, like on a long-range boat, I know we've all done it, reach over and you think you've grabbed your rod because so many of them look the same, the reels all look the same. Oh, gee, I don't want that. And you do something and you turn, oh, that's more drag than I want, and you turn the preset. Oh, that's not mine, you put it back in the rack.
Yeah.
Well, now it's turned.
Yeah, yeah. Occasionally a
reel, not very often, but once in a while, one will actually move a little bit just during a fight. So you can look down.
That's always possible.
And see that, okay, yes, I'm where I was at, or no, I'm not. I've had a few customers that say, you know, I backed it off and then pretty soon realized, no, I should have been right back there.
Yeah.
And they come right back to it.
How do you test your drag? What's the best way?
I happen to have a very good quality digital scale that I use, but that's not necessary, but I use it all day long, every day.
You use a scale?
Oh, yes.
Hang it on the rail and pull.
Pull on it.
If you don't use a scale, typically what we've seen over the years is, you know, there's a lot of guys out there, we've all done it for years, is just set the drags by hand. Say, that feels pretty good. But typically that's, I don't know, 30 to 50% lighter than what you really think it is, usually, is what I would guess.
Yes.
I
mean, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, it's usually lighter.
And you don't want it tight or stupid tight, as Rollo used to say, right?
Well, there are some customers who ask for it that way, and we fight it the best we can, but we make it that way, and that's, you know, what we do.
But especially when you're dealing with big fish, you got to have it right.
You have to have enough. I personally fish a fairly light strike drag, but my reels are all built, so when I go to full, that's basically physically all I can hang on to for just a very short period of time.
You a rail guy or a harness guy?
I am still both. Rail on a long range trip. PEI, I'm in the harness.
Okay. All right.
And I've got my son hanging on to the back of me.
Yeah. What are you, Eric?
Or
harness?
Definitely harness.
You're a harness guy. Okay. All right. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's head south. Down to Rancho Leonero, talk to our good buddy John Ireland. Buenos dias, John.
Hi, Pete, Rick, Cal.
Good morning. Great to have you on. And, boy, oh, boy, you've been sending me great photos of Wahoo. I posted one on our Instagram the other day. I have another one that I'm going to post from yesterday's show on our Facebook later on. But Wahoo are biting at Rancho Leonero.
Yeah, they sure are. They have been for about the last month. It's been probably our best Wahoo year that I can remember in quite some time. We haven't gotten any real big ones, but 40 to 60 pounders are common. Quite a few of them around. They're off the lighthouse. They're just on the first drop-offs. They've been taking smaller, the ones we caught anywhere on smaller Rapalas. And green color seems to be real good for them. They've been biting the ballyhoo on the we've been losing lots of marlin lures. They've been taking off the marlin lures like crazy. But I'd say, you know, every other boat's coming in with nice wahoo. As many as we've seen, you know, not wide open bite, but real consistent, and it has been for the last month. Good news, we're finally getting sardine. Yesterday was the first day where we got good sardine for bait, which is good news. Some nice big sardine, and that's making a big difference in the inside for the rooster fish. We were getting the big caballito, and they were just too big for a lot of the rooster fish, and they weren't taking them. Now that we've got the smaller bait, it's really lit up the rooster fishing. And even better news is Dorado. We've got a good, consistent Dorado bite now, and we had pretty much they were devoid last year. We just had none. So it's nice to see all the Dorado around, and they're decent fish. We haven't had any real, real big ones, but a lot of 10 to 20 pounders, and quite a few. Most boats are getting at least two or three. Marlin bites real good. Striped marlin and sailfish about a 50-50 mix right out in the same spot. Everybody's going after the game fish, so not much pressure on the billfish. Everything's pretty close, though, so people are going out and releasing. The people are going out and getting and staying on the marlin spot, which is right off the bump off of La Rivera. They're releasing two or three per day. Yellowfin, we got the yellowfin. We had them outside, archer fish under the porpoise. We're talking 34 miles outside, and those that are willing to go out there and hunt around for them have had pretty good luck. On the inshore, about an hour and a half south off the White Cliffs and Hyman Bank there, they've been picking up lots of the yellowfin. They're solitary. They're not under the porpoise or anything. They're using squid for those, chumming them up with squid, and lots of 5 to 20 pounders, lots of so yellowfin too. You know, like I say, pretty much everything's going on. A lot of Jack Revelle, a lot of skipjack. The pargo bites real good. It's good fishing right now. We've got Jack Nielsen's here, Bart Hall and Bart Hall group. Bart's coming in actually today. The rest of the group came in last night. So we've got a lot of qualified fishermen out there. It should be an interesting day today.
All right. That's great. Fishing celebrities. I'm 2 weeks from today. The first fishing day of our Let's Talk Hookup tournament. Going to be exciting. Okay, so we have $500
I think
cash.
It's going to be really good.
Hey, John, $500 cash from Sport Fishing Financial for the largest Wahoo or Dorado. Which is it going to be?
Well, my guess would be it would be the Wahoo. Wahoos are bigger. Right. So it's going to the biggest Wahoo is going to be the biggest game fish for sure.
Yeah. Well, that
sure, and they're there's a lot of them being caught too. They really are.
That's good, man. It bodes well for us, and of course, we're gonna also everybody because it's our 20th anniversary. You've made some beautiful trophies, and one of the great all-time shirts I've ever seen for our tournament. You guys did a great job on that shirt, and everybody that's a participant in our tournament is gonna get a collector item 20th anniversary T-shirt from Rancho Leonero. I know you have some spots available, John, and if somebody wants to come visit you, go fishing, how do we get a hold of you? We lost them. Well, anyway, it's RancholeonERO.com. You can book right online there, and it's a great time of the year, as you can hear from the East Cape Rancho Leonero. Thanks, John, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. Appreciate that report. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones, talk to Dick in San Diego. Good morning, Dick. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Interesting show. We're proud to actually own one of your reels, Cal, an international that my dad got years ago, and my brother, Luke, and Laguna Niguel had converted. But thanks for that. My real purpose in calling is to do a shout-out to all the people that supported the Let's Talk Hookup Captain Frank Lopresti Friends of Rollo Wounded Warrior charter we had last Thursday out of Seaforth.
Nice.
It was just a wonderful day. The crew on the new Seaforth was super. Captain Fulton is, I think, one of the fishiest guys I've been around in a long time and seemed to absolutely know exactly where to go. We had about 30 wounded warriors and guests on board, and when they weren't catching everything from sand dabs to rockfish and red rocks, they were enjoying donations from Pepsi and Einstein and Trader Joe's, it was just a great day. So
wow.
Thank you for your ongoing support of this trip, And Captain Frank, thank you, and we're looking forward to doing more in the future.
Yeah, Dick, I've been on those trips with you before, and they are so, so great. And you do such a great job taking those wounded warriors out and putting a big smile on their face, that's for sure.
Yeah, they were drinking Starbucks coffee, too. I forgot that one.
Okay. Well, nice to have all those generous donations from all those people. Now, since the first albacore of the season was landed on the producer yesterday, you didn't find any albacore on that trip?
Boy, you know, we were looking hard for anything that might be unusual, but we were assisted by Turner's outdoorsman crew and a bunch of sharp anglers from Tata Point, and we didn't see any. We were looking west, but maybe next year.
Yeah, a little more west maybe than where you were fishing there. But, Dick, great job on that, and keep up the great work taking those wounded warriors out.
Thank you very much.
All right, appreciate that. Yeah, how about that? The first albacore of the season. Are there? And I guess they were boiling around the boat.
Oh, that's not the last one going to be caught.
You don't think so? You think we're going to catch albacore this year?
I think we'll have a good but short season.
Okay, all right.
I guess.
All right. I'm one. I said albacore several months ago. It's the Tommy Rothery theory.
Yes, it is.
Keep predicting until it happens, right?
That's Tommy.
That's it. So, yeah, that's kind of exciting, though. I mean, and typically after strong El Ninos, you get an albacore season. Look what's happening. Water's dropping, you know. We talked about how the water was only 77 down
at the islands. Really surprised. 77,
and
78 degree
normally
water.
Normally it would be in the 80s during the hot times. Rancho Llanero, we know that from John Ireland that the water dropped 5 or 6 degrees down there. La Nina's moving in. It could happen. We could have a real albacore season this year.
Could be.
And there's proof. They actually caught one. How about that?
They're still out there somewhere.
We'll see. But they also caught yellowfin tuna. And they also caught bluefin tuna, a lot of yellowtail, so who knows, right? And maybe wahoo.
We could have a good mixed bag again this year.
We'll take whatever comes, right? When we come back, we're going to take your phone calls, get a catch report, and more. Stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Kevin Kelly and the crew at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery. A 2520 XLD pilot house with a $25,000 discount, a 2510 walk around with a $23,000 discount, and a 2320 pilot house with a $15,000 discount, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Have you ever imagined casting a fly or a lure on one of the most beautiful and productive rivers in Alaska? At Katmai Lodge, you can catch up to all 5 species of Pacific salmon. The king, sockeye, chum, pink and silver salmon, along with rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, Dolly Varden, and other native stream fish. When anglers dream of trophy salmon and trout, the Alagnak River is their destination, and Katmai Lodge is the premier base camp. Being the original river-based lodge on the Alagnak gives the facility a leg up on the competition. Both experienced and novice anglers have rated Katmai Lodge and its knowledgeable guides as the best of the best. Katmai Lodge is remote, yet offers all the amenities of a first-class lodge. During your Alaska visit, you'll see amazing wildlife, brown bears, caribou, eagles, moose, otters, and much more. Schedule a day trip on their private De Havilland Otter Float Plane and visit the world-famous Brooks Falls. Book online at katmai.com or call 1-800-330 1-800-330-0326. That's katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326 for the fishing adventure of a lifetime.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, right.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Still a line available if you want to get through. A local line at 858-457-1090. That's available. Or a toll-free line at 877-792-1090. We're giving away a three-quarter day trip on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. Captain Ryan Bosch has been on the yellows, and you can jump on board with Captain Ryan for free, courtesy of Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, it's time to find out what's biting out there. The Catch Report today, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fish. Your fish that you catch, as Cal would know, is very valuable, and you got to take great care of it. And Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest. They'll treat your fish like it was their own. Once you try them, you're going to be hooked. Fisherman'sProcessing.com for more details, or see them when your trip returns to the San Diego landings. Let's start up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Captain Brian Woolley. Good morning, Captain.
Hey. Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
Hey, doing terrific. How's the fishing?
Good, good. Man, we had a great week of fishing up here for us. You know, great conditions. Epic water in the right areas right now, too. With some top-to-bottom visibility in a lot of sectors, both below and above the harbor. Good water movement, too, you know, with the bigger tides, which really translated into some phenomenal calico bass fishing for us this week. Kind of throwing the perfect bait, too. We had 4 to 8 inch sardines, good mix on that stuff. You can imagine it's all put together. It's just the calico bass fisherman's dream. Really, really good fly line action for us. A lot of the local kelp is gone, you know, with that warmer water that we had during the summer, but the fish aren't, you know, they're still on these spots. The calico bass have really been concentrated in some of these areas where the kelps, you know, the devoid of the kelp. Yesterday alone, the landing, we released over 600 calico bass. They've been biting, and the first-time fishermen, even the seasoned bass guys, have been having a blast, to say the least. So, needless to say, the half-day fishing is fun this week, a great opportunity for sure. A few nights this week, too, even on the twilights, man, the bigger bass biting. There was one night, I think it was Friday night, where the bigger the sardine, the bigger the fish, you know, 3 to 5 pound range fish being caught and responsibly released, too. So, it was some really good fishing on the half-day stuff. On the longer stuff, the three-quarter-day run still out on the deep-water rockfish. That fish continued to cooperate as well. There was a day or two with some south wind and some opposing current that made it, you know, tricky to get the boat over the fish. But the reds are still biting, and for the disciplined angler, you know, that's willing to work at it, you know, going home with your limits, been pretty much the norm. So for on those three-quarter day trips, it's, you know, been catch your rockfish and then slip into the beach and, you know, have your go at that calico bass fishing. Even had some shots at and caught a few of the local yellowtail this week, too, on a couple of our trips. So starting to see some of that stuff filter in onto the beach as well. And speaking of yellows, you know, the Fury, he was out on his overnight this week. He got out to one of the local islands there. He had 26 yellows for his 28 passengers to go alongside some good bonito fishing, some good calico bass fishing for him as well, and some sheephead. So things are clicking up here for us. If you guys want to hop on a trip, we certainly recommend calling the landing. The phone number for us is 949-496-5794. And then, you know, use the banner ad that's right there on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup webpage. you get the discount code off the banner ad, you click on the ad, it'll take you over, and you can use that little discount code to book online. So
and a big discount too, thanks to you guys at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, right?
Yeah, it'll save you a few bucks for sure on a local trip. Yep, and won't work on the overnight trip, but you know, any half day, three quarter day trip will for sure save you some cash.
It sounds like you're living up to your name up there, the Bass Capital of the West, Dana Wharf.
It's been fun. And a lot of the old time guys that, you know, wait for the calico bass to start fishing before they come on the boat, we're starting to see some of their faces.
Yeah, now is the time, right?
It's it.
All right, great job, Captain Brian Woolley, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. Have a good show.
All right, appreciate that very much. Gundy Gunderson, the surf guru extraordinaire. What's going on in the surf?
Hey, what's up, Pete? How you doing, Cal?
Doing pretty good, Gundy.
Hey, that was a nice shot in the old Western Outdoor News there.
Yeah.
Pulling on that fish. That was a good, sound like a terrific trip.
Oh, it was. Everybody got to pull on a really nice, decent, really nice fish. And they seem to be a little tougher.
Yeah. They're always tougher, right?
Yes.
Every year they get tougher.
For some, right?
Hey, I gotta keep it nice and short and succinct here. I've got four of the best bites going on right now. You know, we're in May. We just had the full moon. We just had a grunion run. And it was a closed grunion run, but nonetheless, that bait fish has moved tight. So let me throw them at you. The first thing is a barred perch bite. Now, typically, this is late February, probably through early April, when you see those barred perch up there spawning. But it's a late bloomer this year, and right now is some of the best fishing of the spring. Big spawning fish, Oxnard, Ventura, Wainini, lots of two-pound class, even some fish pushing that three-pound mark. And some of the best baits have been natural baits like sand crabs, soft shells, peeler crabs, some of that kind of exotic stuff. Number two, night bite in L.A. Harbor. This continued even with the full moon. There was overcast skies, so the full moon didn't really have an effect. Anchovy schools all around that Queen Mary and a mix of halibut, sand bass, spotted bay bass, drop shotting, soft jerk baits. The Reeves flukes is what those guys have been using. And it's just been a killer bite with really nice quality fish. Number three, the spot fin bite. Newport, Dana Point, the Oceanside Lagoons, the Lagoon Mouse. Really good fishing. Bloodworms and lugworms. The worm bite's been best. One of the anglers reported off Del Mar there had six fish in a two-hour session running from 2 to 4 pounds. And then finally, that bite is developing off Ponto for those orange mouth Corvina. The Del Mar River mouth also kicking out some fish. The swim baits have worked well. And I've always done well with something with chartreuse or maybe orange or pink. Those orange mouth like those funky colors, and the swim baits are working there. So that bite on the backside of this moon with those strong tides, I imagine that bite should be really good. And then as a kind of curious side note, I had two reports this week of broomtail grouper caught in the harbors, one in Newport Harbor, one in Oceanside Harbor, you know, 3-4 pound fish, maybe some of those juveniles we saw last summer or something, but some interesting stuff going on.
No.
And always something to talk about in the surf. So
no,
another good week of fishing. Pick one of those four and you're going to have a good day.
Good one, Gundy. It's time to go fishing in the surf, and we sure appreciate your great work. And your great articles in Western Outdoor News, too, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Yeah, I hope you didn't mind me calling you legendary, Cal.
No, I'm just getting older, that's all.
All right, you guys have a good week.
All right, Gundy, thanks a lot for that. Appreciate that very much. And that is our Catch Report, sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, announcing Yamaha Outboards' Wake Up the Season sales event for a limited time from now through June 15th. Purchase a select, eligible new Yamaha 4-stroke outboard, and it comes with up to $500 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods and services. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your nearest Yamaha outboard dealer today for details. Phones are packing up. One line available if you want to get through at 858-457-1090. Open right now. Let's talk to Ruben calling us from Echo Park. Good morning, Ruben. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Pete, and good morning, gentlemen. I am really excited about this blueprinted reel, hot rod reel. I'm thinking, what can I get away with over here out of, let's say, 22nd Street going after Yellowtail? What's a smallest two-speed reel I should be using out there for, let's say, a local yellowtail off of off the backside of Catalina?
Well, there's a lot of good reels on the market, like your Shimano's, your Makaira's, you've got your Pentorx. There's a lot of nice small reels. You probably, especially if you're going to be fishing Spectre on the reels, you probably don't need a really large reel at all. You probably need 400 yards of capacity, probably something like that. And to be honest, you probably can fish most of those reels for what you're doing right out of the box. Yes, we can trick them out for you, but they will fish very well for what you're doing. Just get a good quality one, one that you like. Go to your local tackle store and find out what the reel that they recommend for your particular situation. That's probably the best way to do it.
Very good advice. And, you know, I, of course, I'm partial to Shimano.
Absolutely.
The Talica 8, that little Talica 8, that is such a sweet reel.
It is. Feels very nice.
It does. And it's got such power.
Yes.
Unbelievable power. I was using it down at Cedros, fishing yellows and stuff down there, and it's got, I mean, and it's nice that, you know, you don't need necessarily the two-speed, but it's nice to know it's there.
Once in a while.
You never hook the right one, right?
That's right.
You never know.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, some of those yellows at Catalina have been bruisers, too.
Yes.
There's 40-pounders over there.
Yeah, you got to be able to stop them first,
though.
Yeah, once you stop them.
Hope that helped you out. Good luck on your trip. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's talk to Dan calling us from Encinitas. Thanks for hanging in there, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. I know you customize reels. Can you customize a star drag for more drag? And another question is, with these 100-pound bluefin, what would be your minimal, like, one-speed, two-speed option to land one of those giants?
Well, on the 100-pound bluefin, I would say you want to be fishing for sure 50-pound, and if you can get away with 60 or even 80, if you can get bit. So you're probably looking at about a 50-pound class size reel with the, and with your Spectre, you can be down into the Talica probably 16, something like that, the Torque 25 or narrower the 30. You've also got the Akumas 10 and 15. Some of those size reels should be fine.
You got your smaller Accurates and Avets and those ones too. So I mean, there's
all of those.
I mean, competition is awesome, it's caused everybody to get so much better. So there's so many to choose from, and you just have to kind of figure it out. Yeah.
And on the Star Drag reels, we don't work on Star Drag reels, but I highly recommend Ken Custom Reels in Oceanside. Let's say it this way. I send my Star Drag reels go to Ken.
Yeah.
He takes care of them. You can tell him what your size line you're wanting, and he will tell you whether he can get it out of it for you. Give him some time also, because he's very busy also.
Oh, yeah.
No. Oh, yeah. Ken and Wes, I mean, they're phenomenal.
Wes is a magician.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's amazing.
How you could do a reel with a million people walking by all day at the show.
No way.
Right? He's like, he can do it blindfolded almost.
Right.
Yeah, he's pretty amazing. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. And when we come back, more of your phone calls, more talking here with the masters of the two-speed. Cal and Eric, stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, And salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com. When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
Everybody looks forward to spring fishing. The yellowtail are starting to bite, and exciting tuna action is right around the corner. As the fishing is ramping up, Ford Truck Month is winding down. These are the final days to get big rebates and special low financing on Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks in America for 39 years in a row. That's why you see so many at the launch ramp these days. F-150 has the power and capability to tow and launch your boat with ease. Plus, its high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body panels won't rust like other trucks. If you have a big boat to move and need even more muscle, Ford Super Duty is definitely the way to go. Its next-generation 6.7-liter Power Stroke turbo diesel delivers big-time power along with impressive fuel economy. So don't miss the final days of Ford Truck Month, the best time of the year to step up to a new F-150 or Super Duty. See your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.